And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Big John Recuperates. You know, one of the nice things about getting sick or being laid up in bed for a while, you find out that you have a lot more friends than what you thought. People really are nice. The time that I injured my ankle by falling off the ladder when I was putting up the screens at our house in Cincinnati, Sparky was so solicitous. Oh, my goodness. He just wanted to help me on everything. He hovered around me like an old mother hen. Come join us now as we relive today's adventure of Big John and Sparky. Sparky's with me in the bedroom of our little house all the way up the next block.
Is everything all right,
Big
John? Are
you comfortable? Oh, yeah, sure. Everything's fine. Everything's real fine. Miss Yuki Butcher would say real fine.
Is anything you want, Big John? Anything you'd like to have?
No, can't think of a thing I'd like to have. You've done a very good job making me comfortable.
Are you sure it's all right?
Yeah.
Are you sitting in bed real comfortable?
Yes, yeah, I'm very comfortable.
Uh-huh. How about the radio? Is the radio too loud?
No, it's not too loud.
Is it loud enough?
Yes, it's just right, Sparky, just right.
Would you like a different station on? I mean, are you tired of listening to music? You want a news program or something like that? It's just about time for the news. Come on.
No. This is my favorite station, and I like this kind of music. It really, really helps me a lot. It's just fine. Just leave it right where it is.
Okay. If you want to, I'll get you a couple more magazines.
No, I've got all the magazines I want. I've got the news magazines here and the pictorial magazines and two weekly story magazines. We get everything just fine.
Mm-hmm. How does the cast feel on your ankle?
It feels okay.
Mm-hmm. You want anything to drink? I mean, like chocolate milk, maybe, or soft drink? We got some soft drink in the refrigerator.
No, after a while, Sparky, I'm not thirsty right now. We just had a soda pop a couple minutes ago, that you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You want something to eat, maybe? Cookie?
No.
Potato chips?
No.
Bread and butter?
No.
Bowl of soup?
No.
Peanut butter sandwich?
No. I'm perfectly satisfied, just as things are. Oh, hey. There's the bell, Sparky. I wonder if you'd go down and see who's at the front door. Would you do that for me?
Sure. Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, boy. I tell you, talk about being killed with kindness. Oh. He is so solicitous, but I tell you, I just wish he'd go away for a while and let me rest. I wonder who it is that's down here. Let's see if we'll take off the radio here.
Hey, Big John, look at that. Wow, hey, look what somebody sent to you.
Well, what is it? Oh, look at that. Hey, a great big basket of fruit. Now, who in the world could have sent that to me?
Here's a card tied to the handle of the basket with a big blue ribbon.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Let's take the card out of the envelope and see who it is.
Here's the card.
Well, just a minute. Just give me a chance to read it. Oh, how nice. Well, now, isn't that something?
Well, who's it from?
It's from all the people I work with down at the radio station. Listen to what the card says. Hurry up and get well. We need someone to operate the mimeograph machine. And you always make a good impression. And it's signed by the announcers down there. Steve O'Shea, George Bryant, Bill Robbins, Paul Jones, Mike Wayne, Charlie Black. Oh, those guys shouldn't have done that.
Hey, she knows. Do you really know all those famous radio announcers?
Do I know? Well, of course I do. What do you mean, do I know them? I work with them. I'm down there all the time. I come in contact with them every day. I see them personally. Oh, look at this. Look who else signed the card. Oh, Rosalie McClenahan. She knows I'm alive.
Yeah, you had to break your ankle for her to find out you're alive.
That's all right.
Oh, there's your doorbell again. Hey, maybe it's another basket of fruit. I'll go answer it, Big John. I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay. Tell me, Rosalie McClanahan. She knows I'm alive. She knows I exist. Well, maybe when I'm up and around and get back to work and down there and see her again. Maybe she'll give me a date. If I ask her for one. Oh, it's great to be alive, I tell you. Let's see who else signed this card. Let's see here. Will Mahoney Jr. Oh, yes, the big director and producer. Yeah, and he's one that directs and produces all those big radio programs. Oh, my goodness, to think he'd bother to chip in on a basket of fruit for little old me. Oh, yeah. Look who else signed it here. Don Kordekamp. Don Kordekamp, the famous scriptwriter. How about that? Well, you know, I almost feel important when someone like these two big radio and television men bother to remember a little old guy like me. Oh, I didn't even know those two fellows even noticed me around the station. Well, what do you know about that?
Hey, Big John. Yeah? Look at this. You got company.
Company? Oh, my goodness. I wonder who it is. Maybe it's Rosalie McClanahan. Oh, I bet it is. I bet it is. Where's my comb? I wonder if this soup I spilled on my pajamas shows. Now, where's that comb? I need a mirror, too. Ooh, why didn't Sparky tell her to wait downstairs for just a minute before I get a chance to freshen up? Well, fine. Show her right in, Sparky. Just bring her right in.
Well, howdy, Bucky. How's your boy?
Hi, Big John. How you feeling today?
Oh, it's you guys.
What's the matter, Buster? Aren't you glad to see us?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way, Mayor. I just thought,
Wow, what do you got here? Big basket of fruit. Say, take a look at the great big basket of fruit there, Mayor. Pretty sassy, don't you think?
Yeah. That's a pretty nice basket of fruit you got there, Buster. Sure is.
Oh, the famous radio announcer for Big John knows down at the radio station where he operates the mimeograph machine. They sent that to Big John.
Yeah, well, anyway, sit down, fellas, and make yourself comfortable.
Yes, sir, it's a very impressive basket of fruit.
I should say it is, you keep for a fact. Yeah, it must be wonderful to break your ankle and get a basket of fruit like that.
Yes, sir, it's a very impressive basket of fruit. Look at the shiny red apples. Yeah, sure. It's almost good enough to eat.
Well, they are good enough to eat, you dumb snoot. What do you think they're for? I suppose you're made out of wax or something like that, do you?
You see the card on the basket? You see where all the announcers signed their names?
Yeah, oh, what do you know about that?
Yes, sir, it's a very impressive basket of fruit. Look at them big yellow bananas. Oh, they almost look good enough to eat.
Yeah, sure is nice looking.
Yes, it's a very beautiful basket of fruit, don't you think?
Yes, sir, very impressive. Very impressive. Got a lot of big pears in there, too. I see a pear over there. I just love pear.
Yeah, me too. I think pears are my favorite fruit, except maybe plums.
Oh, there's some plums in there, too. There's several of them. See them in there, Mayor? Yes, sir, it's a very impressive basket of fruit.
Yuki?
Yes, sir, John?
Would you like,
Don't mind if I do.
Wait a minute. You didn't let me finish, Yuki. What I was going to say was...
Never mind what you were going to say. I'll just have one of these here.
And I was going to say, would you like to have a handkerchief?
Yeah, a handkerchief? What do I want to do with a half-wet handkerchief with that very impressive basket of fruit sitting right there under my nose?
Well, to wipe off your chin. You're drooling. Your mouth is watering.
Why, of course it's watering. I'm so hungry for a piece of that there half-wet fruit. Out of that very impressive basket, that I could eat that very impressive handle right off that very impressive basket. I'll take one of these here bananas. I think I'll take a plum and a pear, too. Hey, did you ever eat a plum and a pear and a banana all at the same time? Makes them taste like cherries.
Hey, you, hand me one of them there pears, that great big one on the side there, and give me a plum and a banana, too. I'll eat them all together and see if it makes them taste like cherries, like you say.
Well, here you are, Mayor. That's right. It's a very impressive basket of fruit. Hey, Frankie lad, do you want anything here?
Sure, I'll take a couple of those plums. I like plums.
Hey, listen, fellas, look, if you don't mind, I think...
Yes, sir, it's a very impressive basket of fruit. I think I'll have another banana. This time I'm going to eat it with an apple. And then I'll try one of their more oranges, too, see what they taste like together.
Oh,
one way to find out, just to experiment.
Yeah, they're really good plums, all right. You're wrong there, Yuki.
Yeah, here you are, Frankie lad. Say, eating a banana and an apple and an orange at the same time makes them taste like peaches. Did you know that?
If you don't mind, fellas, I think that I'd,
Hey, you, toss me a couple of them there apples over there, and Oh, by the way, where'll I put this here pear core and banana peel?
I'll just toss it into the basket there. That's what I'm doing. I think I'll eat a couple more of these here bananas. There's only one more plum left. Anybody want that?
Hey, Yuki, if you don't mind, I think,
May as well toss the plum over here. That is, unless, Sparky wants it, do you, land?
No, you can have it,
Mayor.
I'll take a pair this time,
Yuki. I'll tear it. All right. Yeah, here you are, Sparky. Catch.
Is there anything left in the basket there, Yuke?
Oh, let's see. There's one banana and an apple, and, well, I put aside this here old pile of banana peels and apple and pear cores. Yeah, here's the orange.
Oh, okay. Toss the orange over here, Yuki.
Fine. I'll take the banana. You want the apple, lad? Hey, Yuki, if you don't mind, I think... SRE, this is a very impressive basket of fruit, Big John. Or maybe I should say that was a very impressive basket of fruit. Doesn't look very impressive now with all these banana peels and apple cores and pear cores, huh? Hey, Sparky, maybe you better toss this very unimpressive garbage into the garbage can.
Yeah, Sparky. Will you do that, please?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, there goes the basket of banana peels and apple and pear cores and orange peelings and plum seeds into the garbage can. Yes, sir, it's just like Yuki said. This was a very impressive basket of fruit. It didn't last very long, though. I just have to figure something. I didn't see Big John eating any of this fruit. The mayor was eating it, and Yuki and me too, but I don't remember Big John getting any. I wonder why. Oh, maybe just doesn't like fruit. No, guess I better get upstairs and see if Big John wants it. I'll see you later, Jake. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.